In the course of my preparation for my homilies, I always go back into my electronic file and see what I've said on previous years on any particular feast day. The point is not to recycle my homilies. The point is just to see what was kind of on my thought, in my mind, and on my heart at that particular time. So I went back to last year, January 1st, 2020. And I thought to myself, as I read that, that was pre-pandemic. That was before everything that has happened over this year. I wrote those words down. And what, I wonder, if I could go back in time, would I have told myself back then? Probably something like, buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride. But seriously, what would we say to ourselves if we could go back to that day? But I think if we turn the question around, it's actually much more interesting. Knowing what you know right now, what advice do you have for your 2021 self? What have you learned over the last year that you don't want to forget in the new year? There's so much about this last year that we would prefer not to remember. But there were certainly lessons that we learned this year, very valuable lessons that we don't want to forget about moving into the future. One of those lessons, I think, is looking at the foundation of our lives. So much that we consider to be foundational disappeared, seemingly overnight. Social gatherings, our workplace, sports, and then things that were much more intangible, like our sense of security, our comforts, our sense of control, all gone in an instant. Perhaps when all of these things disappeared, we felt like we were kind of teetering on the brink. What do we hold on to? And I'd like us to reflect on the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says, "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse because it had been set solidly on rock." Jesus tells us what the foundation is. He is the foundation. St. Paul calls him the cornerstone. He is the foundation upon which our lives should be built. Jesus goes on to say that those who don't listen to his words will be like a man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. Jesus is our foundation. He is the rock on which our lives should be built, so that when those challenges do come at us, the foundation will hold. It won't be built on sand. And as things kind of continue to go back to normal over the course of 2021, we want to think about that foundation. We can't go back to putting all of those other things in the foundation. The only thing that should be there is faith, our faith in Jesus. Because when all else is gone, he will remain. One of the things that I've found very difficult recently is kind of the sense that everything is just staying the same. It's like, if you remember that old movie Groundhog Day by Bill Murray, he just kind of wakes up every day and does the same thing literally over and over again. And that's kind of what I've felt like over the last few months, that there's just very little forward momentum. We don't seem to be moving anywhere or going anywhere. And I'm one of those people who likes to be constantly on the move, not just physically moving, But I mean, really growing. Growing personally, growing spiritually, seeing the parish grow. As a parish over the last year, I think we've done a good job staying connected and feeling like community, but yet there's not been a lot of growth, just kind of staying where we are. And that, my friends, is something I don't think we want to be contented with. I think that's a lesson that we learned this year that we want to take into the new year, is that healthy things grow, and we need to go back to growing. We need to go back to moving forward in our faith, growing our parish community. You think, for instance, if you're a regular Mass goer, perhaps in 2021, what's the next step you can take? Maybe a Bible study or Alpha or volunteering in some way in the parish community or some other service organization. What is the next step beyond just attending Mass every Sunday? Not that that's not a good thing, but taking our faith and moving it forward. Maybe you're an occasional Mass goer. This might be the year to move forward. You make Mass a weekly priority. Maybe you're at home tonight watching us and maybe you've never come to Mass. Perhaps 2021 might be the year where you make that step to commit to moving forward, to attending Mass and being part of a parish community. We always want to be moving forward, taking steps out in faith. And that's one thing we want to take with us into the new year. As I concluded last year's homily, I prayed that we might entrust the new year to our Blessed Mother. And I wrote, offer her all the blessings we will receive and the challenges it will bring. Boy, little did I know what that would mean. But yet, I think that is still very true. I know that it is still very true, the impact of those words. And I would advise us to do exactly the same this new year, to entrust ourselves to Mary as our mother. That's what we're celebrating today. This feast in the midst of the Christmas season invites us to reflect on Mary's role as mother. And Mary, her motherhood is her vocation. It's given to her by God, her calling. So she's the mother of Jesus, but she's also the mother of all who believe in her son. So she's our mother. And that's what we celebrate today. So Mary, as a mother, wants the best for all of her children. She wants the best for us. And she will always, always, always direct us to her son. So when we entrust ourselves to her, we entrust ourselves to the most wonderful mother who will always lead us to her son. On this feast of Mary, Mother of God, in the midst of the Christmas season, we reflect that for a time, God was a child and was utterly dependent on his mother. We all know that babies are utterly dependent on their mother for food, for safety, for shelter. God was utterly dependent on Mary. And we can do no better than to follow the example of Jesus, to make ourselves utterly dependent upon Mary, our mother, so that we can carry all of the things that we have learned over this very challenging year, carry all of those lessons into the new year, so that we can be growing. We can be growing in our faith, building a foundation on Jesus Christ. Let us entrust ourselves to Mary, our mother, that she will give us all that we need in this new year, and that she will always lead us to her son.